వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జాయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవత్యోత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్ఠికీ. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. వి రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద క్యాంటో ఫస్ట్ క్రియేషన్ చాప్టర్ 18 పరీక్షిత్ కర్స్ బై బ్రాహ్మణ్ బాయ్ అండ్ టెక్స్ట్ 8. కిం ను బాలేషు శూరేణ కలినా ధీరభిరుణా అప్రమత్తః ప్రమత్తేషు యో వృకో నృషు వర్తతే. కిం ను బాలేషు శూరేణ కలినా ధీరభీరుణా అప్రమత్తః ప్రమత్తేషు యో వృకో నృషు వర్తతే. కిం ను బాలేషు శూరేణ కలినా ధీరభీరుణా అప్రమత్తః ప్రమత్తేషు యో వృకో నృషు వర్తతే. కిం ను బాలేషు శూరేణ కలినా ధీరభిరుణా అప్రమత్తః ప్రమత్తేషు యో వృకో నృషు వర్తతే. మాతాజీ किम व्हाट नो मे बी बालेशु अमंग द लेस इंटेलिजेंट पर्सन्स शूरेण बाय द पावरफुल कलिना बाय द पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ कली धीर सेल्फ कंट्रोल भीरुणा बाय वन हु इज अफ्रेड ऑफ अप्रमत्तः वन हु इज केयरफुल प्रमत्तेषु अमंग द केयरलेस या वन हु वृकः टाइगर नृषु अमंग मैन वर्तते एग्जिस्ट ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The translation. Maharaj Parikshit considered that less intelligent men might find the personality of Kali to be very powerful, but that those who are self-controlled would have nothing to fear. The king was powerful like a tiger and took care for the foolish, careless persons, the purport. Those who are not devotees of the Lord are careless and unintelligent. Unless one is thoroughly intelligent, one cannot be a devotee of the Lord. Those who are not devotees of the Lord fall prey to the actions of Kali. It will not be possible to bring about a saner condition in society unless we are prepared to accept the modes of action adopted by Parikshit Maharaj, that is, propagation of the devotional service of the Lord to the common man. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे किम नु बालेषु शूरेण कलिना धीर भीरुणा अप्रमत्ता प्रमत्तेषु यो वृको नृषु वर्तते महाराज परीक्षित कंसिडर्ड दैट लेस इंटेलिजेंट मैन माइट फाइंड द पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ कली टू बी वेरी पावरफुल बट दैट दोज हु आर सेल्फ कंट्रोल्ड वुड हैव नथिंग टू फियर द किंग वॉज पावरफुल लाइक अ टाइगर एंड टुक केयर फॉर द फूलिश Careless persons. Shrila Prabhupada ki jai. So in this chapter, especially Parikshit curse by a Brahmin boy, this chapter and the next is very important for anyone who is aspiring to understand Srimad Bhagavatam. Because these two chapters actually tell what happens when a pure devotee of Krishna, how he behaves and what happens when he is not properly treated. Also, these two chapters, especially Suta Goswami, he is giving stress on how the Brahman boy has cursed Parikshit Maharaj, and in that he has created a very big mistake which is going to affect not only him, not only that present time, but also the future, many, many millions of generations of the Kali. In the age of Kali, they are going to be affected just because of one mistake committed by one person belonging to Brahman community. And as we go ahead, Srila Prabhupada's purports are extremely beautiful. They are very to the point. And Srila Prabhupada makes many, many very intricate subject matters clear as we go in this chapter. Also the next, the purports are very beautiful and also very informative. So we see that all the living entities that are living in the material world, they are here just because they have rejected Krishna. When someone rejects Krishna, that living entity comes to the material world and he is given a chance to fulfill whatever lusty desires, whatever selfish desires he has through the medium of material world. Now, obviously when so many people who are selfish gather, then what is going to happen? There is going to be problem. There is going to be distress. They are going to fight. If you just lock like 10 foolish people in one room, what can you expect? Only quarrels, only fights. That's why this material world in itself is called Dukkhalayam. Dukkha is very basic in this world, and also it is temporary. The Dukkha is so basic because all the people are selfish. Everyone wants to enjoy and everyone wants to work only for their benefit. And because of this, there is going to be problems. Now, Krishna's mercy is so much that when a living entity rejects Krishna, Krishna does not reject the living entity back. Like usually in this world, anyone, if he says go to hell, we also say, okay, you also go to hell. But Krishna's greatness, Krishna's mercy is boundless. When a living entity rejects Krishna, then also Krishna creates an entire system of material world where there are so many varieties of enjoyments created. You want to enjoy separately, then one living entity can become a powerful demigod, enjoy with many, many, you know, different aspects in the heavenly world. There are so many and countless enjoyments available. And different planets have different varieties of enjoyment, different type of bodies, different type of beverages, all different types of extreme amount of enjoyment, but it is temporary. Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. Ashashvatam means temporary. So Krishna doesn't reject the living entity back. Even in the material world, when a baby is about to be born, when the child is in the womb of the mother, she naturally, her body produces milk. So if someone is atheist, he has to describe, he has to answer how there is milk, you know, in the body of the mother when she is about to give birth. That is also Krishna's mercy. That when, you know, somebody, like if somebody is going to a trip, we pack some lunch. So Krishna's mercy is so much that when the baby is about to be born, Krishna wants to even take care of the baby in the initial months when the baby is going to be completely helpless. The baby can't go to work. So Krishna's mercy is really so much that we should understand that Krishna is taking care of the living entities so much to an extent we cannot even comprehend. And when we try to even understand even some aspect of Krishna's mercy, then our heart will be filled with love for Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada mentions that because we have rejected Krishna, because we have rejected dependence on Krishna, then Krishna makes the living entities interdependent. So Krishna says, okay, you don't want to serve me, so you go to material world and at least serve each other. At least do something better there. So Srila Prabhupada mentions that Krishna makes the living entities mutually dependent. Like we see, we are all dependent on each other. Even if someone says that, oh, I am completely independent, but that cannot happen. Nobody can be completely independent in this world. So, how one can see Krishna's mercy in the form of mother? That's why Matru Devo Namaha. In the form of the father who is taking care of the child, you know, paying for the fees of the school, making sure he turns out to be a good person. So Pitru Devo Namaha. The mother is also respected as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Father is also supposed to be respected as good as Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unless one has Hiranyakashipu as the father. But in most of the times, fathers are respected. And Acharya Devo Namaha. Even the teachers, Guru. Actually, Prabhupada writes a beautiful statement in Chaitanya Charitamrita that the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes in the life of the disciple in the form of the spiritual master. The spiritual master is the representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna appears in the life of a sincere devotee. To guide that devotee, Krishna comes as the spiritual master. So that is also Krishna's way of protecting. That is Krishna's protection. Or you can say, it is Krishna's way of taking care of the living entities. Even though living entities might have rejected Krishna, and they are living in the material world and they don't want anything. They are saying, Krishna, get out of my life. I don't want to hear about you. I don't want to see you. But Krishna, I have some intelligence and I want to exercise my intelligence in something. So Krishna gives them, okay, you don't want me, you don't want my knowledge, you don't want to read Bhagavad Gita, read mathematics. Or read about this science, that science. So many scientists, they are trying to use their intelligence in something else. They are not interested in spirituality, but because they have some intelligence and they want some knowledge, so Krishna tells that, okay, you have some intelligence, so do something good for the world. So even Krishna created all these laws in the world. Like there is law of gravity, there are so many different electromagnetism, there are so many varieties of laws that scientists have discovered in the last so many years, but the scientists are only finding them out. Like the law of gravity. Newton did not create gravity. He only found it out. So who created the law of gravity? That is something we need to understand. The ultimate creator is Krishna. Newton only found out that the apple falls, you know, below. It doesn't go fly in the sky. So Srila Prabhupada, he says, of course the scientists are great because they are utilizing their intelligence, they are finding out, but we need to go one step further. Understand the greatness of Krishna, who has created so many, you know, numerous different laws of nature. And the scientists have only found out like 1% of the actual knowledge, the actual deep science, and we are so proud. But so much of, you know, the knowledge is still to be found out. So Srila Prabhupada also mentions that just like the mother, the father, and Guru is seen as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the king is also seen as the supreme personality of Godhead, or the leader of the community. They are respected like that because they are also responsible to take care of the dependents, the same way Krishna wants. For example, in this case, Maharaj Parikshit considered that less intelligent men might find the personality of Kali to be very powerful. But those who are controlled, self-controlled, they won't have any fear of Kali. Now what it means is, Maharaj Parikshit, he is such a great king, he also gave some place for Kali, the personality of Kali. And then he is contemplating that, in order for me to create an atmosphere, create governance where everyone will flourish, where everyone can become Krishna conscious, where everyone will move on the path of progress on spirituality, he is saying that the governance has to be in such a way that it should help everyone. And that's why there is Varnashram. This, the four ashramas and the four Varna, they are created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like Chatur Varna Maya Srishta Gunak Karma Vibhagasha. So Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that even the system of Varnashram is created by Krishna. Krishna, he says, I have created this. Somebody may say that all the living entities have rejected you and they are living in the material world, and there also Krishna is trying to put an order. If someone wants to enjoy, at least enjoy in the proper way, with the proper injunctions. So that's why Krishna even so mercifully gives a system in the world, and the king is trying to maintain it. The king has to make sure that the laws and all the varnas and ashramas are acting according to their injunctions. Like here in 18th chapter, Krishna describes who are brahmanas. You know, in 1842, Shamo, Damah, Stapah, Shaucham, Kshantir, Arzama, Vevacha, Jnanam, Vidnanam, Astikyam, Brahma, Karma, Swabhavajam. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, wisdom, and religiousness. These are the natural qualities by which the brahmanas work. So naturally, in the society, there will be all type of people. Like here in this room, there are so many different variety of people. Like even if we look at each other, we are all different. Not just our face cuts, our nose, our eyes, our hair. Not just that. Even if you go deeper, our psycho-physical nature, like our mental structure, the way we think, the way our thought structure works, everyone is different. So in the society as a large, when we see, there will be a class of men who are naturally peaceful, self-controlled, austere, pure, tolerant, and honest. So they are called brahmanas. Krishna says, Shauryam, Tejo, Dhrutir, Daksham, Yuddhe, Chapya, Palayanam, Danamishwar, Bhavascha, Kshatram, Karma, Subhavajam. Who are Kshatriyas? The people who have heroism, power, determination, resourcefulness, courage in battle, generosity and leadership are the natural qualities of work for the Kshatriyas. And then Vaishyas, Krushi Goraksha Vanijam, Vaishya Karma Swabhavajam, Paricharyatmakam Karma, Shudrasyapi Swabhavajam. Farming, cow protection and business are the natural work for the Vaishyas. And for the Shudras, there are labor and service to others. According to the different modes that living entities are situated in this world, they take birth in particular yoni, in a particular species, where they have the type of mode. Like for example, Srila Prabhupada mentions that Shudras have a lot of ignorance in them. So much ignorance, and they have so much, you know, dull nature. So that's why they are given a task which they can perform by which they will be elevated. So they are supposed to serve all the three classes in the society. And the same way, there is Vaishyas who like to perform different business. And Kshatriyas who are naturally heroic, they want to have some work, they want to exercise their muscles, you know. So they are also given a proper way to exercise. Like they are given administration. And Brahmanas, they have intelligence, so they are supposed to act and they are supposed to give guidance to the entire society. And Brahmanas are served by all the three classes. So we see that this also is Krishna's mercy for all the living entities, that he is setting up a system by which everyone can prosper, by which everyone can become and elevate themselves, though slowly, but they will come to the platform where they will access the knowledge of spirituality and they can become, they can perfect their life. Atha pumbir dvija shrestha varnashrama vibhagasha swanutishthasya dharmasya samsiddhim hari toshanam. Ultimately, this is all is to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, in this world, the living entities, the people who have sense control, we see that they don't really suffer so much in this world. If someone has sense control, he won't land up in trouble. Like we see the people who cannot control their anger, cannot control their senses, and then they end up doing some mistake by which they will be caught and they will be punished by the law. Similarly, here Maharaj Parikshit is saying that the less intelligent men might find the personality of Kali to be very powerful. Kali actually works through the mind of the living entities. In the mind, if there is no sense control, then the living entities perform sin. And because of the sin, they will be punished. But those who are self-controlled would have nothing to fear. Now, there was a marshmallow experiment in some primary schools in America. They performed an experiment. And then what they did is, each kid, one, you know, child, he was given one marshmallow and there was a camera, and but the child didn't know. And he was told that this marshmallow is very nice, very tasty, very beautiful, and but if you don't eat it for 1 hour, you will get 4 of these. And the child was locked in the room, and there was books, there was some, you know, some other toys or something. But the marshmallow was also there. And they were watching what these kids are doing. So this experiment was performed on like a lot of kids. And then they saw that so many kids were looking at the marshmallow. They're just staring. And some, you know, after staring for 15 minutes, someone thought, let me just lick it. I'm not eating. I'm just going to little lick it. So one kid is licking it. And after licking the marshmallow, he's thinking that, I'll take a tiny, tiny particle that the teacher won't even find out. I'll take a little tiny. But the cameras are there, so everything is being recorded. And you see, it's so funny that the kids who started with tiny particle, they ended up eating like a big portion of the marshmallow. And there were also some kids who were completely obedient. And they were very intelligent. So they thought, if I just somehow survive this 1 hour, somehow if I just survive this 1 hour, I will get 4. And also there will be some prize. So that, you know, some of those kids, they somehow, you know, started playing and they tried themselves to, you know, not look at the marshmallow. They distracted themselves. And that experiment, you see, they found out that only like 2% of the kids could do that. So that's what we see, that self-control, the sense control is not that easy. But Srila Prabhupada mentions that this one lifetime, so many lifetimes you have given to Maya. You have given so many lifetimes. You have eaten marshmallows. I don't know how many lifetimes we have eaten. But one lifetime, give it to Krishna. One lifetime, perform the devotional service to the point, 100%, with complete surrender, according to the instructions of the spiritual master. This one lifetime, if we live by this process, then at the end of this life, you know, when someone will go to Goloka, Vrindavan, then you will find that this, whatever, you know, mundane pleasures, they are nothing. They are literally completely, cannot be compared to even a, you know, little of the happiness in Goloka. Completely, you know, tasteless pleasure of the material world. So somehow we need to understand that we have to go through this lifetime and with sense control. Sense control can reward a lot of great prize in the future. And Srila Prabhupada mentions that our process of devotional service is not like others, where, you know, people have to, you know, very forcibly control their senses. And our process is not like that. Our process is actually very, very simple. It's chanting and dancing and feasting. Actually, it, in one sense, this process is so beautiful. Like Srila Prabhupada, the way he has given this process of Krishna consciousness, it is actually more beautiful than the mundane pleasures. Like if somebody eats a marshmallow, right? The task is not eating the marshmallow for 1 hour for the kid. And if the teacher is very, very merciful and he says that this marshmallow you don't eat for 1 hour, and instead of that, I will, you know, if he puts like gulab jamun, sandesh, and all varieties of mahaprasadam, a big buffet is set in front of the kid, he's not even going to look at the marshmallow. It's completely mundane. It's like, who cares for the marshmallow? So that's what Srila Prabhupada has done for all of us. He has actually given a process where there is so much happiness because we are literally dancing every morning. Whereas the same time, the mundane materialistic people, they are having fights with their wives. I am getting ready. I need to go to my work. My boss is on my case. You don't know, you know. That's how they're having the problems. Where the same time materialistic person is running towards his bus or the train, we are running to Srimad Bhagavatam class. And, you know, these mundane materialistic people, they carry the lunchbox, only this much size, tiny, you know. Sometimes they just eat on the go, you know, with strangers. Like in the bus or somewhere, he grabs a bite. Whereas our process, we eat really the best feast in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, and also in the night. So much of happiness. So no one really has to care for the mundane pleasures of this material world. And that's what Maharaj Parikshit in this verse is saying, that the personality of Kali will not touch the sense controlled people, but there will always be fear for those who are foolish, careless personality. So we have to make sure that by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, by surrendering properly to Srila Prabhupada, you know, through a bona fide spiritual master, by going through the instructions seriously, we do not become that foolish, careless person who becomes a victim of Kali. Rather, we enjoy the process of this, of what Srila Prabhupada has given, and we become completely happy now and also after this lifetime. So that's something we need to focus. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anybody has comments or questions? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.